AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In federal court in Tennessee, Kilmar Abrego-Garcia pleaded not guilty to human smuggling charges. He's the man from Maryland whose mistaken deportation has become a flashpoint in President Trump's immigration crackdown. There are protesters outside court in Nashville.
This is not about left or right. This is about right or wrong, and that is wrong.
Abrego-Garcia was wrongfully deported in March. Military commanders say about 200 Marines have moved into Los Angeles and will protect federal property and personnel. Israel says attacks on Iran were necessary before it got any closer to building an atomic weapon. Iran is warning of severe punishment. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
The chief of army staff, as well as the head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, and the general who oversaw the guard's ballistic missile arsenal, all have been killed by the Israelis. The Israelis say that the Mossad intelligence agency, as well as the Israeli Air Force, were involved in these attacks that are still going on, even now, targeting sites in Iran. And the Israelis are signaling they could go on for some time to come.
Indian investigators have found the black box from the Air India flight that crashed, killing more than 240 people.
Officials say the key item was recovered from a rooftop near the crash site. The black box recovery marks an important step forward in the probe, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said in a social media post. Professor Paul Fromm, out of the UK-based Institution of Mechanical Engineers, says the flight data recorder has the information on engine and control settings, and that this should show quickly if there was a loss of engine power or lift after takeoff, and thus allow a preliminary determination of the likely cause for the crash. I'm Charles Delatasma.
Two men who stole a $6 million golden toilet from a mansion in Britain were sentenced to more than 2 years in prison. This is AP News. The AP has learned the Trump administration released personal data from millions of Medicaid enrollees to deportation officials.
The data set includes states that allow immigrants in the U.S. illegally to enroll under programs paid for with state tax dollars, like California, Illinois, Washington State, and the District of Columbia. Medicaid officials unsuccessfully sought to block the data transfer, citing legal and ethical concerns. Two top advisors to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ordered the data set handed over to Homeland Security on Tuesday, giving Medicaid officials less than an hour to comply. That's according to an internal memo and emails obtained by the wire service. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office said in a statement it was concerned about how deportation officials might utilize the data. Experts say it could help immigration authorities locate migrants or be used to scuttle the applications of people seeking green cards, residency, or citizenship. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.